you checked out our new Intimacy Advisor blog yet. It's been revamped with easy access to the info you want to know. So check it out on intimacyadvisor.com.
More romance,
much
more intimacy, more often, lovers lay.
Now until Friday, in-store only, you get a free laundry bag with any apparel purchase while supplies last.
More romance, more intimacy, more often, lovers lay.
Hello again. Welcome back to the Intimacy Advisor podcast. Today's episode will be the last time I get to talk to you all before the big holiday. So it's all about the sexpectations or expectations that we have around Valentine's Day. Because I know a lot of people kind of feel pressured to do something fun, but it might be hard to with what's happening in the world with COVID. However, we live in Michigan, and February 1st, we did get like restaurants to reopen. However, it's only at 25% capacity, but movie theaters are open, so there are a few things to do, or you could definitely spend a great night indoors too. Personally, I actually love Valentine's Day, and like kind of why is I really believe that like this past year especially just has gone so quick for me that I feel like setting aside some time for your relationship just kind of keeps me completely sane, and it's necessary. It's not exactly time that we always need to think, what could be better? What could I do differently? How can I improve? But it's just simply enjoying some time together. And if you're one of those people that just kind of thinks that Valentine's Day is a Hallmark holiday, that is completely valid as well. I don't think that everybody needs to go out and buy a box of chocolates, but just acknowledging that you need some time together with your person is kind of what makes it special. Like, everyone knows that it's about love and romance. So being able to acknowledge that, and even if you and your person decide not to do anything or buy each other gifts, just kind of spending a meal or a day or something together it's important. But nonetheless, you know, if you're celebrating in any type of regard here, I know it can be a little bit of pressure, and you have certain expectations that really can be intimidating to live up to. There was a study in 2016 of 2,000 people, and 65% of them said that they expect sex on Valentine's Day. And I see that pop up in a bunch of different articles every year around Valentine's Day. And that is a real expectation that, you know, you have to kind of live up to that day, because not all the time do people feel like sex, or, you know, if you eat a big meal, does your stomach feel good? Or sometimes you fall asleep, you're tired, you had a long work day. Luckily, Valentine's Day this year is on a Sunday, so it's going to be a great one. So if you are celebrating and you're talking to your partner maybe about what you guys want to do for the holiday, and maybe you didn't think, I wasn't going to celebrate. So now you kind of have to think, do I need to get an outfit? Where are we going? What's for dinner? What type of movie are we going to? Do I need to buy any extra toys or oils? And what do I do for a gift for them? And that can all add up to different stressors too. And now knowing that they expect having sex is a whole different ballgame. I used to absolutely hate the idea of planning out sex. I enjoyed its spontaneity, but a few years back, I was dating somebody that had opposite work schedules as me. So we would actually start to schedule when we were having sex. And now I love it. So you got to keep an open mind, because, you know, one, you don't really have that fear of rejection or anything like that. You always know that we set aside some time to do this. Two, you're prepared. So you're showered. If you had to go to the gym after work or something, you can come home and take a shower quick, or whatever else you have to do. And three, you kind of have this like anticipation of, you know, you're going to be with your partner and be physical later that day. So it's kind of exciting. But I think you plan your date, you know, you can talk to your person and say, hey, what are we going to do for Valentine's Day? Are we going here? Are we eating this? What should I wear? When are you picking me up? What are we doing? So having that idea of kind of planning out your sex, or even, are we playing with toys? Are we going to give each other massages? Should I take an enhancement pill? You know, that could be really fun too. And I think it really takes away from some of the sexpectations that go hand in hand with the holiday. And even if you're anti-Valentine's Dayer, why would you not want an excuse for a day to be intimate with your person? But the thing that kind of like boggles my mind about Valentine's Day is not really the expectation of doing that. I kind of know that from where I work and hearing about so many couples and their traditions and what they do, and really you just have to find something that works for you. And it can be different for everybody, and that's okay. But the feeling that, you know, racks my brain is that maybe let's say that he bought you a piece of jewelry, some flowers, and dinner, and now he expects to have intercourse with you, and you almost feel like obligated to. But maybe you're not feeling well, or you just aren't in the mood. It shouldn't be an exchange or trade for these gifts that are centered around this holiday. And I think that's what really freaks people out about this expectations. You almost feel like you have to be disappointed if sex doesn't happen for them, for yourself. And that goes hand in hand both with the sex and maybe even the gift giving. So you don't want to tell your person what you want them to buy you, or what even they want, you know, what you should do together. You don't want to tell them that you want a massage. You just want to walk in the door and have candles lit, rose petals on the bed, and a phenomenal massage. I think most people want the wow factor, like the surprise factor, and the effort in the relationship. Because having this exchange of goods and services, basically, for gifts and for sex, the act of having sex, is almost like this exchange that's going to make resentment in your relationship if something doesn't go exactly how it's planned in your head. And that's just the honest truth of how I think people have gotten sour feelings towards Valentine's Day. Because I know as a woman in a relationship that I want the effort more than anything. Like, nothing is more exciting or turns me on more than seeing my partner taking the initiative of knowing what to cook for dinner and having it done and cleaning like the house or just something I don't have to do. I think that's amazing. And then, like I've mentioned in a few episodes previous, my love language is quality time. So having them set aside some time for me with something that they've done to kind of spoil me is like the ultimate gift. So I know I kind of sound like I'm preaching this out to you guys, but it's really true. You know, if you find out what their love language is, you can really give them an awesome gift. And if their love language is gift giving, it is kind of in your hands to, you know, just get something that's thoughtful, depending on maybe your relationship or something that they really love. But for acts of service, how great would it be to take care of the things that they need done in a day or even in a week? And for physical touch, of course, sex is a great way to stimulate somebody's love language of physical touch, but a massage is amazing. Or if you guys watch a movie, just as long as you're holding hands or touching each other, touching the shoulders, anything like that is great for physical touch. They want to know that you're there and you love them and that you're showing them affection. And then words of affirmation is actually really easy to do around this time of year because there's so many great Valentine's Day cards or something that you could send them or give them or even tell them on this holiday how much they mean to you or their importance in your life. I think the instant images that we get in our heads of Valentine's Day with a box of chocolates and roses and champagne and chocolate-covered strawberries, that's all fine and dandy, but knowing your person and knowing what they want, that is going to make it so much better. And kind of the culture and the expectations that we have around Valentine's Day are very, very like sex oriented. So, like I mentioned previous, if you are planning out your sexcapades just like you would plan a date, or, you know, I mean, I think that Valentine's Day is the perfect time to try the planning thing once and say to your partner, or even, you know, you could make them a menu, almost like a food menu. Like, hey, are we going to give massages? Check yes or no. Are we going to play with toys? Check yes or no. If so, what toys are we going to play with? You know, backdoor, wands, clitoral, couples toys. There's a whole bunch of stuff you guys could play with. You could try some role play. You could try watching movies. You could try anything. Like, I would definitely communicate with your partner and be like, Valentine's Day is coming up. What are we thinking we're going to do to get a little freaky this year? And that pressure kind of gets taken off, making all the right moves at the exact right time after dinner and making sure that they're taken care of and you still feel good is kind of this balancing act that would come out of the equation if it's just predetermined. And if you're out there like shopping for lingerie, ask your partner what their favorite color is. Or you could even ask them a couple days before or when you're out doing your shopping, if I were to wear lingerie for you, what would you want to see me in? And you would probably be surprised on what your person is saying. It might be something totally different than what you own. It might be something that they have seen you in that they love. Maybe you have this teddy or some other style that you wore on like your first date and they want to see you in the same one that you already have. You don't even need to go shopping for another one. Maybe that could be something that you're not even thinking of, but it would make their night. Or if they say something totally out of the box, like you're always maybe in a baby doll and they want to see you in like a leather corset or like a body stocking, that could be really fun because now you're going to already feel out of your zone a little bit, you know, celebrating the holiday, doing something special for them. And that's a little bit of thoughtfulness that really goes perfect for this holiday. I think my biggest flaw whenever I plan out any sex act is that I kind of go overboard. Like I'm like used to planning at this point. Like it's just something that happens. Like, okay, we're planning on doing this. So here's my massage oil. I have like the wax candles, of course, a bunch of toys. And I almost have like too large of a spread of things to pick and play from. And then I kind of get overwhelmed at my options in front of me. Or, you know, I might get disappointed because there was something that I wanted to play with and my partner picked the other thing. So I kind of have to ask him, what's the vibe? Are we trying to play a little bit more like bound with restraints, or are we trying to like focus on each other, maybe with like a couple's toy, or are we doing the massage thing and maybe like a bath? And I think it's great to kind of like explore your sexual style and maybe even do something a little different or something that would make like a really great like experience. Like what if you guys always give each other massages and you only give back massages? Like what if you had a really great oil and you gave them like a happy ending massage? Like just take something that you already know and love and just kind of like take it one step further, because that is going to make it really memorable. If you are the type of couple that really like enjoys baths together or like massages or something like that, like I'm not suggesting come bring a flogger and a leather corset and a ball gag into the bedroom. I am definitely suggesting like, hey, maybe we could get like a massage wand and that would take out some thumb work and then we could have some clitoral play or just something that's gonna like really boost what you already know. Of course, if you both have an open mind and you really wanna try something that's way different, now's the time to do it though too. In that same study of those 2,000 people, 55% of them said that they're open to try something new sexually for Valentine's Day. And I can't believe how true that is too, because I'm thinking back, I got hired in October, so I've worked 6 Valentine's Days at Lover's Lane, and I've worked all 6 of them. And truthfully, since 50 Shades was coming out every Valentine's Day after another, our BDSM section like blew up. I feel like it's not even a romantic holiday so much anymore as it almost is like a kink holiday. Like people really want to try to be adventurous, and I love that. They want actually a lot of anal play for Valentine's Day, which is super fun. And if you were ever thinking about trying it, knowing that the holiday revolves around sex and almost giving you that confidence to try something new, that's completely valid. At any time, you can try something new, but if you need it to be on Valentine's Day, then that is A-okay. Because what's happening is you're trying to put thoughtfulness into everything, from your food that you're eating that day to what you're doing to how you're having sex with your person. And I think that that should be celebrated. So get started on your little fantasy menu for Valentine's Day so you know what you're doing when you get back to the bedroom. I'm going to take a short break. And then when I come back, I'll give you a couple different scenarios to make the best Valentine's Day ever when you get back to the bedroom, depending on your own unique sexual style. Lover's Lane. Lover's Lane. Lover's Lane. Hey guys, welcome back. So now that we have kind of figured out that planning is definitely taking expectation out of the holiday, there still could be a little surprise that you and a partner agree upon to bring into the bedroom that maybe you have never played with before. So depending on your sexual style or what you're kind of open to, I have a few different ideas just depending on your dynamic with your partner. And for a couple that might be new to toys, I see that really frequently. I think that the Pivot Vibe, it's a C-ring by WeVibe, is a really, really great option for that because usually C-rings are going to go at the base of him. And what they do is they kind of restrict blood flow, make everything held real taut together. So he's going to get longer, harder erections, more blood flow there. So when an erection's like on very hard and enhanced, it does that every time. But this one in particular is made out of medical grade silicone. So there's no grabbing at hair or skin. It stays really, really soft. It's easy to use with a water-based lubricant. And it's got this little, almost like a lip part to the top of it. And he puts that on facing the belly button. So, of course, those with a penis are going to be wearing it, but those with a clitoris kind of reap the benefits because when he's inserted and the vibe is on, you get vibration on the clitoris and that lip helps curve his shaft upward. So you're also going to get some G-spot play. But it's great for those beginning with toys because it's something you guys can actually play with together. And it's kind of multi-use. It doesn't just have to be something that he wears. If you want to take the band of the ring and put it over fingers and use it for any type of massage or hand jobs or clitoral massage or even back massage, of course for intercourse too, but it's just kind of all around a good thing to kind of explore and see what areas you want stimulated. I actually see a lot of couples in our store too that don't really like to play with toys. So for some, you know, vibration really isn't what they prefer. Maybe that you find it distracting or whatever, but we do have a really awesome selection of stimulants this holiday season. We have new ones by this brand called High on Love, and their O-Gel is amazing. It's in this really beautiful rose gold bottle too, but it can be used internal, it can be used for oral, it can be used for clitoral, it can be used for prostate, anything. And it's actually going to enhance natural lubrication, pull some blood flow there, and make a stimulating sensation during intercourse or for foreplay. I think our most popular thing is the Naughty Kit, or really any Shunga stimulant, but what's nice about the Naughty Kit is it includes three of them and a lubricant, so it's really everything you need to have like an awesome time with each other for oral, for intercourse, everything. There's a clitoral stimulant in there that changes off of a woman's pH balance, so it's really fun and exciting to see what kind of stimulation that you get, but regardless, it's always going to increase her orgasm. And then there's the Dragon Cream, which is a very fun, interesting cream to play with. It goes back and forth from it's mild, warm to cold sensation. And that's about with a half a drop. So if you want it to be more intense, you can always add more, but you can't take it away. So just start small. And then of course it comes with a G-spot cream too. That is really, really good for prostate play. So it's great, you know, if you don't want to necessarily introduce something vibrating into the bedroom, just sticking with each other and, you know, taking time to apply these creams and actually get like way more intense of an orgasm and stimulation is really good. If you're more of an adventurous couple, we have a whole line, and actually really a couple different lines of Bluetooth toys. I gotta say my favorite is the Moxie. It's got the Tango motor, which was our most popular bullet for the longest time and still is. So it's very powerful, but it comes with these two little magnets, and the magnets clip onto the back of that vibrating piece. So if you want to clip them in the panty, it's great for a clitoral massage outside the bedroom. And you can control it not only from the remote it comes with, but also with an app. My favorite thing with the WeVibe app, if you've listened to our WeVibe episode, you already know this, but my favorite thing is, let's say you're really adventurous. So you got the Moxie, and then you got maybe another toy by WeVibe. I'm thinking like the Vector here, because it's great for guys, so you guys can both use it. If you made your own pulsation pattern and drew it out on your phone, you could send it to your partner's phone and they can control yours and you can control theirs. So it's really interactive that you guys can actually like take control and not physically touch each other. We hear great reviews on them, and who wouldn't want to play all day without touching each other until you get into the bedroom and really have some fun? If you're more of a massage-oriented romantic couple, we have one love kit that is amazing for it. It's called the Touch of Romance. And there's a few different products in there. Great for bath time, amazing for massage. It's even got a little candle massage oil in there too. So that's the Libido scent, smells so good. It's exotic fruits. And I would say about 15 to 20 minutes per body. So if you want to do two massages, you're going to light that candle for about 40, 45 minutes. But basically, it doesn't have wax in it. So when you pour it on the skin, it just feels like warm oil. So you can give foot massage, back massage, anywhere you want. It's got a massage butter in there too, which when that one is rubbed in, so let's say that you use it for a lower back massage and you're reaching around to the front zones, when that's already absorbed, it has a kissable flavor, so it's really good for soft licks before oral play. And then after all that buttery or oily massage, it actually comes with the powder, the sweet snow powder. And if you've never played with this before, whew, you gotta go try it. So the sweet snow powder absorbs any moisture on the skin. So if there's any oil or cream or anything left over, you're gonna dust your body with this sweet snow powder. It absorbs that and it makes everything really soft to the touch, but it leaves your skin tasting like candy. So if you want to be the candy this year for Valentine's Day and you didn't bring home a box of chocolates, that is what you need. It tastes so good. A lot of women just put it between the breasts too, like after the shower or the bath or anything like that, and it keeps you dry all day. So it's a good staple to kind of use a couple different ways. Another thing I really love in there that I didn't know how it was going to be until I actually tried it was the bath and shower gel. It's by Shunga. It is like a sweet cherry scent. And usually when I say or think of cherry, I mean, I think of more of like a medicine-y thing. It's not like that. I guess it would be more of like a strawberry cherry. It's very light, but it has a stimulant in there, which usually like stimulants for me, they're always something that go right to your like sensitive body parts. So having that stimulant in like a shower or a bath, it's really different and it's awesome. It perks up blood flow and it makes it feel like 1,000 little fingers are kind of like stimulating you all over your body. So you get this like tingle sensation as well. So if you use that before you guys are together or after to kind of like whew, brush it off, it's a great little enhancement to your bath or shower. Another pro tip too, to use this one over and over again, is after a workout or after any time that you are a little bit physically exhausted, you go ahead and use this as a shower gel, and the minty sensation to it kind of brings you back to life. And then for all of my really fun BDSM and kinky couples out there, we just got this new strict bondage board that literally my jaw was on the floor. I cannot wait to like open it and see all the different ways that you could restrain someone. If that tells you anything about my personality. No, honestly, it's really cool. It's a little larger in size than bondage boards I've seen in the past. So it's got like these connective pieces all over it. So you could restrain somebody with their hips elevated or just their ankles to this board, almost like a spreader bar, or their wrists and ankles. So you don't necessarily need like an under the bed restraint. You could just put this bondage board if you wanted to on the bed and almost hold them open in restraints on their wrists and ankles. So if you know you love impact play, or anything to be bound, this is like the ultimate cool, fun gift to bring home. And for anyone in between, honestly, thoughtfulness is the best gift you can give. So if you've come to shop in the stores or you peeked online and you just don't know what to do, you could simply bring home their favorite candy or a card that let you know that you thought of them all day. And maybe tuck a Lover's Lane gift card in there or something like that, just to kind of bring some spice into your life. But honestly, it's the thoughtfulness above everything that is going to make or break your holiday. So just take 20 minutes of your day and really think about them and what they would love. And I'm sure it will be the best fee day. You guys, if you have questions or you're just not sure which direction to go to get your sweetheart something, you can always reach out to me. Our Instagram is intimacyadvisorpod, all one word, and we're on Twitter at @IA_pod. You could even send us a message or leave a comment on Facebook. Our handle there is Intimacy Advisor Podcast. And of course, if you're a little shy or just want to reach out to me directly about something, my email is Haley, that's Haley, @loverslane.com. I've said it before, I'll say it again. The more you know, the better it gets. Enjoy your Valentine's Day, everyone, and I will hear about it all on Monday. I can't wait. Have a good one.
Lover's Lane. Couples that play together, stay together.